Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and cannot believe that 2019 is almost here. And we've gotten through Christmas, and yet we're looking forward to 2019. And I know a lot of you like to set goals, and maybe some of you haven't, but you're like, you know, I'd like to, and maybe I need to do something different. And I want to talk to you, a guy that we actually talked to about this same time last year, and wanted to bring him back on because he did a great job. And we're talking with Tommy Lanham. He is a life coach and an author, and he wrote a book called Goals. And Tommy, first of all, thanks for being with us on Hope Is Here today.
Absolutely, Greg. I appreciate the invitation, and I'm always excited about talking about goals, especially this time of year as people are looking at making changes going into the new year.
Well, talk to us a little bit about goals. I'm going to talk about the acronym that you had for your book here in a moment, but it really is important for people to set goals, isn't it?
It's extremely important because what it does is it gives you a target, because it's impossible to hit a target you do not have. And what goals do is they give you a target to aim for, and it gives you a direction to go, whether you're looking for the year 2019 or whether you're looking for over the next 5 years or 10 years or whatever. The fact that you lay down just a few goals gives you a target to aim for. Not having goals is kind of like getting in your car and starting it up, pulling out of the driveway and having no idea where you're going. You're just going to waste gas, you're going to wander around, you've got no destination, and eventually you're going to get frustrated. But if you've got a goal, then because of that goal, or if you've got a destination, because of that destination, you know what direction you need to go. You know when you get out to the end of the driveway, whether you turn right, left, or go straight. You know the same thing at the next intersection. You know whether you got to go north, south, east, or west. It just gives you direction on where you want to go. And goals do the same thing for us in our lives.
Well, I love how you explained it there, made it simple. And I believe that God's a simple God and makes it simple for us. We make it complicated, but God doesn't. And, you know, I love also the Bible verse that says that, you know, without vision, the people shall perish. And I think that's part of what goal setting does. It gives us a vision, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I love that passage of Scripture because it's so true. Vision gives you a direction. And this is true whether you're talking about individuals or groups. You're talking about churches or businesses or volunteer organizations, whatever. When you've got a vision, well, it creates an aliveness there. You're going somewhere, and you can measure as you get closer to that. If you don't have a vision, then you begin to wonder, what's the point? And it becomes very deadening to try to continue on when you don't have anywhere to go.
All right, so you wrote a book, and you had an acronym. You spelled out the word GOALS. Tell us what those five things were as you spelled out the word GOALS, the acronym.
Well, I actually used two acronyms for the word GOALS, if you want both of those.
All right.
One of them is just kind of a description of what goals are, and this is actually the subtitle of my book, and that acronym is Godly Objectives Assuring Lasting Significance. Because I believe goals need to be noble goals. From my perspective, I think that prayer and reading of the Bible should be intricate steps in setting your goals. Because as followers of Jesus, God obviously needs to be involved in that process. And so, to me, the best definition of goals is that they are godly objectives assuring lasting significance. Now, the other acronym that I use for goals is actually the process of goals. And that is, the word G is for your goal, the word O for your obstacles that you work through, the letter A are your action steps that you take, and the L is a little bit of help along the way, and then the S is set a date.
All right, well, let's start with the letter G then. Talk to us about that.
All right, coming up with your goals. Oftentimes what we do is we either don't do any goals or we just get overambitious and we have a whole list of goals that we want to accomplish. And between the two, I don't know that any one is better than the other, because typically when we have a whole list of goals, we end up meeting none of them. It's kind of like going deer hunting and you see a whole field full of deer and you try to shoot all of them at once. You typically don't hit any. You got to zero in. You got a target. And so I like to talk about focus goals. It's okay to have a list of goals. Matter of fact, in the beginning stages, I encourage people to sit down and just write down everything that comes to mind, everything that you could possibly dream of. Don't worry if it sounds crazy or just out of this world that somebody would look at and go, that's impossible. You just write stuff down. You allow your mind to run wild as you write everything you'd like to be, do, have, or give in 2019. And then what you do is once you get that list, you begin to narrow that down. And this is the process that I lead my students through when I do workshops on goals, is I have them divide that up, as I said earlier, the be, do, have, and give goals. And you write down and you write everything that you would like to be in 2019. And when you get to the end of that list, go over to the do. What's everything you would like to do in 2019? And then when you get done with that, when you go over to the have, what's everything you would like to have in 2019? And then you go over to the give. What's everything you would like to give in 2019? And then once you get those four lists, you go back to your B list, and you say to yourself, if I had to eliminate every one of these except for one, which one would I keep? Okay. And then you go to the do list, and you do the same thing with that, and the have list, and the give list. If you do that with all four lists, you'll end up with four goals. And then what I encourage them to do is look at those four goals and decide if they had to eliminate three of those and only keep one, which one would they keep? And then write that down. And then once you write that down, you want to begin to look at it and see how you can make that more specific and make it positive and make it in the present tense. And all three of those are very significant. Specific, and what I mean by specific is it's something that you can measure. Oftentimes we talk about losing weight. That's a big goal or resolution, which I don't even like that word resolution anymore because it's become such a negative thing. But you set a goal of losing weight, but that's not really a goal. I mean, you lose a pound and you're there, right? Because you've lost weight. What I encourage people to do is to write in a number. Write in a number as to the weight that you want to be. That makes it specific and measurable. And I encourage them to write it in the positive sense. Don't write it, I need to lose 25 pounds. You write what you want to weigh and you do it in the present tense, as if you've already reached it. And that is just a psychological issue there, because when we write that down and we repeat it to ourselves as if it has already happened, it makes it more likely to happen. So, if I wanted to weigh, say I wanted to weigh 175 pounds, I would not say I'm going to lose a certain amount of weight or any of this. I would simply say, I weigh 175 pounds. And I would write that as my goal. It's specific and measurable. It's positive. And it is present tense. And so you write that down as your number one focus goal. And if you want to do a few more other focus goals along the way, that's fine. You got to know what you can handle. I'll be honest with you, about four or five is all I can handle. I can't go more than that. And so that's what I limit mine to five or less as far as a focus goal and what I'm trying to achieve.
Just tuned in. We're talking with Tommy Lanham. He is an author. He is a life coach. He is a speaker. He's got a great website you ought to check out. It's Tommy Lanham. That's L-A-N-H-A-M. Tommy, T-O-M-M-Y, TommyLanham.com. And you can find out more about, he's written other books besides the book on goals that we have been talking about. So I want to encourage you to check that out as we are approaching the end of this year. And I know people like me have had some successes in 2018, but also some setbacks and disappointments, and we want to help you make 2019 the best year that it can be. And I like having Tommy on because he does base everything he does from a biblical perspective. And so, Tommy, you just share with us about the letter G, but I love what you listed, you know, with the acronym goals, the letter O, obstacles, because that's reality. It's great to set goals, but the truth of the matter is we are going to have obstacles, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. If there were no obstacles to reaching that goal, you would have already reached it. You wouldn't need to set it as a goal. It would already be there. There are obviously things in our way that we have to work through. And setting down and writing those down is a process of identifying what those are. You got to identify what those obstacles are in order to overcome them. Now, this is a continual process. This is not something you'll sit down, you know, sometime in the next day or two and write down every obstacle that's keeping you from reaching your goal, because as you get in the process of trying to reach your goal, you will discover new obstacles. When you discover new obstacles, you need to identify those as well so that you will know what to do with each obstacle. And that kind of leads us into that next letter, if you're ready to go there.
Yes, sir. We've got letter G. Review us with the G. O is obstacles. What was G?
G is your goal.
G is the goal. O is obstacle. What is the letter A?
The A is action steps. And you should have at least one action step for every obstacle. The only way you're going to overcome an obstacle is to take an action. And so list what actions you could take to overcome a specific obstacle. For instance, If I keep going back to the weight issue, because that's one that we often think about at this time of year. We unfortunately oftentimes put on a few pounds during the holidays, and the new year comes around and we want to make changes, and so that's one of the things we typically look at. Well, in that process, as you're looking at your goal weight, obviously you've got some obstacles to that. There may be certain foods that you really like. Maybe you don't know exactly what foods to get or what foods to prepare in order to lose weight, or maybe you're not sure of the right amounts of foods or the right kinds of foods. So your obstacle in that case would be a lack of education on what to do. And so one of your action steps could be get educated. Maybe it's taking a specific class. Maybe it's reading a specific book. Maybe you've got a friend that is really into nutrition and living healthy, and you could just call them up and say, hey, this is what I want to do. Can you teach me? And so an action step would be anything that helps you overcome the obstacles that are in your way.
Well, that's good stuff. I think one of the things that's really big, too, with those action steps is changing your environment. You know, I think that's one of the things that environment has such a huge impact on our decision making. If you want to change a habit or set a new goal, I really think a huge part of that is changing your environment. But unfortunately, we're almost out of time, but we're going to continue our conversation tomorrow. We are talking with Tommy Lanham. He is a life coach. He is a writer. He's a speaker. But you need to go check out his website. He's written some other good books, but we're talking about one of them today on goals as we wrap up this year and get ready to head into the new year. But go to his website. It's Tommy Lanham. That's L-A-N-H-A-M, Tommy, T-O-M-M-Y, TommyLanham.com. And you can find out more information about Tommy, about the book that we're talking about and other books that he's written. But he's going to be with us tomorrow as we're going to continue talking about goals and also about maybe having a word for the new year. So tune in tomorrow. I'm Greg Horn on Hope Is Here.
Would you please consider making a year-end donation to Hope Is Here Ministries? You can donate online at hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today, or you can mail a check to Hope Is Here Ministries at 941 Girardi Road, Lexington, Kentucky, 40509. For more information, visit them online at hopeishere.today. All donations are tax deductible and help keep this ministry on the air. Thank you for considering Hope Is Here as part of your year-end giving. We hope that you have a Merry Christmas.